We've had a change in the starting lineup from what we originally received, but here's the starting lineup now for the New York Yankees. Leading off and playing left field is Mickey Mantle. Mantle in left field. Bobby Richardson at second base. Richardson at second. Roger Maris in right field. Maris at right. Joe Pepitone at first base. Pepitone at first. Tony Kubek will be at shortstop. Kubek at short. Tom Tresh in center field. Tresh in center. Cleet Boyer at third base. Boyer at third. John Blanchard will do the catching. Blanchard the catcher. And Mel Stottlemyre will be on the mound. Stottlemyre will do the pitching. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup here for Houston. Joe Morgan at second base. Morgan at second. Al Spangler, left field. Spangler in left. Rusty Staub in right field. Staub in right. Walt Bond, first base. Bond at first. Bob Aspromonte will be at third base. Aspromonte at third. Jim Wynn in center field. Wynn in center. Bob Lillis at shortstop. Lillis at short. Ron Brand, the catcher. Brand catching. And Turk Farrell, the right-hander, will be on the mound. Farrell, a right-hander. So the Yankee lineup again. Mantle in left. Richardson at second base. Maris in right. Pepitone on first. Kubek at short. Tresh in center field. Boyer at third. Blanchard catching and Stottlemyre the pitcher. And for Houston, Morgan at second. Spangler left. Staub right field. Bond first base. Aspromonte third. Wynn center field. Lillis at short. Brand the catcher. And Farrell the pitcher. Governor John Connally of Texas now is all set to fire off the first baseball on the first base side. And he throws it to catcher Ron Brand. And Ron now is bringing it back up to the box seats and handing it to the governor. And Warren Giles of the National League is also down there. So John Connally has thrown out the first ball here. Governor Connally now has given the ball to Warren Giles, and he evidently asked him to autograph it and said, Warren, my name's already on there. So we're just about all set to play ball now. Astros are taking their warm-up throws down the right side. And the two managers are getting together at home plate. You know, Lowell, this is a homecoming for number 21 down there, Johnny Keene. And he is going over the ground rules now with skipper of the Houston Astros, Lumen Harris. This evening's broadcast is authorized by the Houston Astros Baseball Club to be used only for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any other use of the descriptions and accounts of this play-by-play broadcast without written permission of the Houston National League Baseball Club is prohibited. And there go the Astros, out on the field. Spangler to left, Wynn to center, Staub to right. Aspromonte to third, Lillis to short. Morgan to second base, Bond to first, and Brand the catcher. Photographers getting a few shots of the umpires and the managers down at home plate. Mel Steiner of the National League will be umpiring at the plate. Larry Knapp of the American League at first. Dan Landis of the National League at second. And Al Salerno of the American League will be at third. Temperature 72 degrees. Wind is calm. Sky is clear. As Turk Farrell takes his warm-up throws with catcher Ron Brand. We were a little bit early getting on tonight to cover the pregame ceremonies here, and I neglected to mention it, but we do have our usual crew here tonight. Lowell Pass, Harry Callis, our producer Bob Boyne, and engineer Bob Green. I want to send out a few extra thanks to Mr. Bob Green, who has been practically living here for the past 2 days after we got back into Florida to get our setup all ready to go for the 1965 season. And I know that you can tell already that he has done his usual magnificent job. The lead batter for the New York Yankees is going to be Mickey Mantle. Now, I might say that Mantle is being bothered by that hamstring muscle in his right leg again, and I don't think that we'll see too much of Mickey tonight, but he will make what I believe will be a token appearance, and I assume that's the reason that Johnny Keene has moved into the leadoff spot so that he can get a bat in the first inning. I'm just strictly speculating now. But I doubt that Mantle will play too much tonight. He was not originally in the lineup, but Johnny Keene shifted his lineup around and has moved Mantle to the leadoff spot, a spot, of course, that he normally will not occupy during the season. But Mickey will get his swings here to get the ball game underway, at least, and then He has been bothered by that bad leg, and I assume will be taken out. Elston Howard will also miss tonight's game. As I mentioned, Mantle has the hamstring muscle pull, and Howard has injured his arm during an exhibition game in Puerto Rico a few days ago. So the catching duties tonight for the Yankees will be handled by John Blanchard. The Astros will come in tonight with a spring exhibition record of 12 wins and 8 defeats, and 5 more games remain on the schedule. We will give you the play-by-play story of all 5, of course, with 2 tomorrow, the Orioles tomorrow afternoon, and the Yankees tomorrow night. The third baseman, Al Salerno, as they broke up the conference at the plate, started to cut in front of Farrell's fastball, and he quickly stopped. No damage done. Well, we're all set to play ball, and here's Mickey Mantle. Mantle, a switch hitter, batting left-handed against Turk Farrell. Mantle is hitting .324 this spring with 2 homers and 4 runs batted in. He has 1 double. Mel Steiner working the plate. Farrell all set to throw the first pitch. And here's the windup in the first pitch of the ball game, and it's a ball low and outside. And the first ball is being taken to Warren Giles, president of the National League. Steiner call time. Ron Brand trotted over to the box seats on the right side to present the National League Prexy the ball. So the first one thrown here in actual competition, although an exhibition game, has been given to Warren Giles. 1 ball and no strikes on Mickey Mantle. And here's the pitch now by Farrell. Ground ball, base hit up the middle. Jimmy Wynn comes in to make the pickup, and Mantle just does get down to first base. You can see that he has an ailing leg. He trotted down, and there's the first hit of the ball game on the second pitch. So Mantle has singled, and that will bring up the second baseman for New York, Bobby Richardson. Richardson, a right-handed batter, hitting .229. He has 5 runs batted in and 4 doubles. Al Spangler in left. Jim Wynn in center. Rusty Staub in right. Bob Aspromonte at third, Bob Lillis at short, Joe Morgan second base, Walpond at first, Ron Brand the catcher. Farrell ready now, watches Mantle on first base. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's low ball. 1 ball and no strike. Mantle on with a base hit. Frankie Crosetti coaching down on third for the Bombers. Vern Benson coaching over on first for New York. No score, we've just started. Mantle on with a base hit. 1 ball, no strikes. Start of a go by Richardson, held, and it's in there for a strike. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Roger Maris has moved to the on-deck circle off the left side. The Yankees occupying the third base dugout here at the Astrodome. Turk ready again now. Not too big a lead by Mantle off first base. The pitch to Richardson. Ground ball to the shortstop. Lillis goes to second. Out there. Throw to first. No double play. Ball was just not hit hard enough for the double play. Lillis fielded it just off the infield grass. Went to Joe Morgan for the force on Mantle. And the relay to first base to Walpond was not in time, and Richardson safe over there. Here now is Roger Maris, the New York right fielder. Down the foul lines here at the Astrodome, it's 340 feet. 340 to right, 340 to left, 406 feet to center field, and 390 to right center and left center field. Richardson takes his lead, and Maris takes a high outside fastball, and it's ball one. Turk has not had a good spring. He worked 13 innings up to this point and has allowed 19 hits. And his earned run average is 5.54. Turk has struck out only one batter this spring and has given up 2 bases on balls. Pitch on the way to Maris. Big swing and a miss. And it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Just a magnificent sight here tonight. We may have close to 50,000 people here tonight. I see an awfully lot of standing room occupied in center field. Stretch again by Farrell now. Richardson takes the big lead, and Maris checks the swing just in time. A high inside fastball. He started to go, but held up on it. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 count. Maris is hitting .243 this spring. He has hit 2 homers and driven in 8 runs. He has come up with 3 doubles. Richardson edges away from Walpond. Here's the pitch into Maris, and it's a little bit low and outside. So the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. A lead single by Mickey Mantle. And Mantle was erased on a ground ball to short to Lillis as Richardson hit into the force play at second base. 1 out. And Joe Pepitone will be up next. Top half of the first inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Maris. He walked him outside ball 4. So the Yankees have put 2 on. Richardson moves up to second. Roger Maris takes over first. And now the colorful first baseman for the Yankees, Joe Pepitone, steps in. Pepitone is hitting 209. Two homers and 13 runs batted in.
Sake of compassion, the first baseman you talked about, Stewart, with no shrinking violence. This fellow, very similar, Gene?
Very similar, Lowell. He plays a better first base, though.
Oh!
Pepitone, a real good ball player, and will be for some time to come for the Yankees. Runners on first and second base. Richardson on second, Maris on first. Outfield is playing Pepitone pretty well straight away. Arms down by Farrell now. Here's the pitch on the way, and a fly ball left field. Al Spangler coming on for this one now. He's there, and he has got it, and there are two down. So Pepitone on the first pitch looks a high fly and not too deep left field to Spangler. As Richardson moves back to second, Maris back to first, and that will bring up Tony Kubek. Kubek is hitting 283. Left-handed batter. Two on, two out. Top of the first inning. Farrell against Mel Stottlemyre, who will be working for the New York Yankees tonight. Kirk takes his time now up on the rubber. Checks Richardson on second base, and the first pitch in is a strike up around the letter. Strike one. You know, I think, Lowell, one of the interesting... Look at all the players down at the dugout up on the rim taking this side in here tonight. They're not even back in the dugout bench. They want to get as close as possible. Here's the pitch on the way now. Fly ball, left center field. Jimmy Wynn and Spangler there. Wynn makes the call, got it. He called the play. So Kubek flies to left center field of Jimmy Wynn. Top of the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two men were left on base. Top of the first, the Yankees nothing, and the Houston Astros are coming to bat. Right-hander Mel Stottlemyre taking his loosening up throws out on the mound as we swing into the bottom half of the first inning, no score. Johnny Blanchard shoots it down to the second baseman, Bobby Richardson. And the lead batter for the Astros is second baseman, Joe Morgan. He'll be followed by Al Spangler and Rusty Staub. Here's little Joe. He's batting 163 this spring, one run batted in, one double. Joe has played a tremendous defensive second base and has not been hitting the ball as badly as his average indicates. Stottlemyre takes his time now and checks his defense. Third baseman, Cleet Boyer, in on the grass. And here's the windup and the first pitch by Stottlemyre. Ground ball right side. Bobby Richardson there for it. On over to Pepitone, one down. So Morgan hits the first ball pitch and bounces out second to first. That'll bring up Al Spangler. Stottlemyre has pitched 32 innings for the Yankees this spring and has given up 29 hits. And he evidently is picking up here this spring where he left off last year at the World Series. His ERA, 1.97, Stottlemyre. Here's Al. He's hitting 304. Spangler, left-handed batter, one run batted in the spring, four doubles. Al has had a real good spring. Stottlemyre's first pitch, low outside, gets away from Blanchard, ball one. Jimmy Adair, coaching at first. Those of you fans who will be watching our ball club in action in person this year, Jimmy Adair is wearing number 3 this year. Jimmy changes his number every season. And Jim Busby on third. Ball is low. Ball 2, no strikes on Spangler. One out, nobody on base. Bottom of the first. Stottlemyre, in 32 innings this spring, has struck out 21. So he has that pitch going for him. He's given up only 6 bases on balls. Al, base hit, I believe. No, no, no. Tom Trace is back. He got it. Sounded good, but carried right into Trace's hands in left center field. Two out now. That'll bring up Rusty Staub. Rusty is, after a very bad start this spring, the last couple weeks has been looking real fine. Rusty has gotten his timing back. And just about everything he has been hitting the past couple of weeks has been on the line. 280 batting average. First pitch, low ball one. Rusty has hit 2 homers, 8 RBIs, and has 2 doubles. 2 out, nobody on base. Bottom of the first, no score. Morgan has bounced out. Spangler's line to Trash in center field. Ball a little bit outside at the knees. Ball 2, no strikes. Mickey Mantle left field. Tom Trash center. Roger Maris in right field. Cleet Boyer on third. Tony Kubek at short. Bobby Richardson second base. Joe Pepitone on first. Stottlemyre rocks back now. Here's the pitch on the way to Rusty. Swing and a miss. He took a dandy cut on that one. 2 balls, 1 strike. President Johnson has just arrived in President Judge Hoffine's box, high over the stands in right center field. President Johnson has just arrived, and he is in the box up there now. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the windup and the pitch to Staub. Rusty hits one, high, deep into right center field. It'll be caught. Tracy's over, and the right fielder, Roger Maris, steps in front of him to make the catch on the edge of the warning track to retire the side. Three up and three down, no runs, no hits. No errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of the first inning of play, New York nothing. The great the where President Lyndon B. Johnson is now watching. Just announcing on the PA that the President has arrived here at the stadium tonight. Center fielder Tom Tresh will lead off for New York now as we move into the top half of the second inning. And they have just flashed a picture of the President on the screen in center field and up on the message board now. Welcome, Mr. President. Tresh will be followed by Poyer and Blanchard. The ball game has been held up now, and almost all the fans here, I would say all of them, looking in the direction of the President in the box, high over the right center field stand, and giving him an ovation. Also the fans here giving him a standing ovation. Here's Tom Tresh now, center fielder, left-handed batter for New York. I'll feel pretty well straight away. Here's the windup by Farrell and the pitch. Tresh was going to bunt that ball, and he took it low and outside, ball one, 1-0. Kirk, 30-year-old right-hander, stands 6'4", weighs 220 pounds. Kirk trying to get back in the groove after a rough spring. And all set again now. Here's the pitch on the way to Tresh. Swinging a fastball up around the letters, and he misses. And it's one ball, one strike. We'll have some scores for you a little bit later on. There's a night game going on tonight, exhibition game, and there are some afternoon finals, which we'll report to you. There's a change of the slip pitch. The Farrell gave in too high to Tresh. And the count moves out to two balls and one strike. First of the second inning, no score. Yankees and the Astros, Farrell against Stottlemyre. Cleet Boyer in the on-deck circle off the left side. The pitch to Tresh, line drive left field. Spangler over for this one now. Al on the run, he's got it, and there's one down. Tresh is lined to left field. That'll bring up Cleet Boyer. All of us here in the broadcasting booth tonight would like to send out a special hello to King Cole, who is a uncle of Betty Robinson, who is the wife of Eddie Robinson, our farm director with the Astros. King is in Herman Hospital now. He's a real good Astros baseball fan and had been making plans to get out to see the opener, but couldn't make it tonight and is looking forward to getting out real soon. So a special hello to King Cole from all of us here in our broadcast booth tonight. Ball is low. Boyer the batter, one out, and John Blanchard, the catcher, will be up next. Ground ball right by Farrell, and in the center field for a base hit. Lillis over, couldn't get it. And the big turn on first by Boyer, and Wynn's throw goes back in. Little Joe Morgan out by second base. Well, Boyer has bounced the second hit of the ball game, a hopper through the box. It bounced right by Farrell's pitching hand in the center field. Matt will open the ball game with a base hit, and now Boyer single. One out, Boyer on first. Here's the catcher, John Blanchard, hitting 189. One homer and four RBIs. He has one double. John Blanchard, utility man deluxe for the Yankees, is working the plate tonight. Boyer takes a very short lead off first base. Farrell's pitch, fly ball, center field. Jimmy Wynn coming on fast for this one now, slows up and makes the play on that one, and they're two down. Blanchard lost a lazy fly ball to center field to Jimmy Wynn, and that will bring up the pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. No score, top of the second. Two out now with Boyer on first base. Those of you who are not too familiar with the Dome Stadium here, it's 208 feet from second base to the top of the dome. 208 feet there. Here's the stretch down, the pitch on the way. Foul, that's up into the seat. There's the first souvenir for somebody. The first souvenir that has been hit into the stands. And it's one strike on Stottlemyre. Boyer hanging close to Bond on first base, waiting for Farrell to get set. Arms down again by Turk. Here's the pitch now. There's a fly ball. Shallow center field. Lillis going out. Morgan going out. Wynn makes the call. Jim's there. Jim's got it to retire the side. No runs and one hit. No errors. And one man left on base. We go to the bottom half of the second inning here at the Astrodome. There's no score. New York nothing and Houston nothing. Bottom half of the second inning, and Walt Bond will lead off. He'll be followed by Bob Aspromonte and Jim Wynn. while the Astrodome has quite a few distinctive features, of course, one of them is the pretty close to the tallest foul poles in the business anyway. They go way up in the air above the ninth level.
KRLD, AM and FM, Dallas.
Guys in one double. Walled off to a slow start this spring. Sottlemyre's pitch. There's a tap off the right side. Capitone fields and touches the bag just in front of on. Sottlemyre was over to cover, but Capitone, seeing that he had no chance to hand the ball to Sottlemyre, made the play himself. Vaughn topped that ball, a roller toward first base, and is out unassisted by the first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Here's Astro. Astromonte hitting .277. Two homers and 13 runs batted in. Astro has hit four doubles. No score, bottom of inning number two. Outfield deepens up and swings around the left side. I know all the fans are anxious to see someone hit a home run here tonight so they can see that scoreboard go off. There's the ball, low and outside, ball one. One out, Bond has rolled to first. Sottlemyre is still a youngster. He's only 23 years old, and as most of you fans know, was a great aid to the Yankees at the tail end of last year. Very high fly ball. That's way up in the air, left center field. Tom Trash making the call on it, coming in from center field. Astromonte has been retired, two down. Here's Jimmy Wynn. Wynn has had an exciting spring. Has done a tremendous job defensively for Houston. And on the batting side, comes in here tonight with a .250 average. Jim has hit two homers. He has four runs batted in, four doubles and two triples. And Sottlemyre's first pitch, strike. He stuck that bat up, pulled it back, but evidently Mel Steiner, the plate umpire, said it was in there anyway. Strike one. Sottlemyre stands 6'2 and weighs 175 pounds. He's a native of Hazelden, Missouri, but he makes his home now in Madison, Washington. He has pitched in the major leagues less than a year. Jim fouls one. That is headed just under the press level, or the second seating level, the mezzanine seat. And another souvenir here at the Astrodome tonight. Two strikes on Jimmy Wynn. Two outs, nobody on base. Sottlemyre started the season with Richmond in the International League last year, where he won 13 games and lost three. And after being called up by New York, helped them to win the American League pennant by winning nine games while losing only three. The pitch to Wynn.
Fastball. It's a little bit low outside. And it's one ball, two strikes.
Two outs. Bond is rolled out, and Astromonte is fly to center.
No score. Yankees nothing, Astros nothing. Bottom half of the second inning. Wynn swings, and he misses, and he struck him out. So the first strikeout. Wynn goes down swinging. Sottlemyre's retired the first six men to face him tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. The end of two innings of play, Yankees nothing, Astros nothing. Well, we're moving on to the first half of the third inning here at the Astrodome now. Yankees nothing, Astros nothing. And now let's hear from Harry Callis.
Thank you, Gene. Mickey Mantle will lead off for the New York Yankees. He'll be followed by Bobby Richardson and Roger Maris. Mantle has one of the two hits off third field. He singled to lead off the ball game. And the first hit in an official game here at the Astrodome. Farrell winds the pitch to Mantle as high and inside, ball one. One ball and no strikes to Mickey Mantle, who has hit 454 career home runs, more than any other active player. Willie Mays is only one behind him. Mays has hit 453. Kurt Farrell looked in at Ron Brand. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that's high with a fastball, ball two. 2-0 to Mantle. Mantle, the switch hitter, batting left against the right-hander, Farrell. Mickey's batting average is higher right-handed, but his home run frequency is higher left-handed. Mantle also leads all active players in career runs batted in. A high foul off on the left-hand side. That ball is out of play and a souvenir for a fan. Great grab up above us, apparently, as the fans down below look up and send out a round of applause for some fan who apparently made a nice play of the ball. Two balls and one strike to Mickey Mantle, Bobby Richardson on deck. No score, we're in the top of the third. Now in that pitch, playing a bounding ball to second base. Joe Morgan scoops, bobbles, recovers, throws the first. It's in time by a half a step. Mantle is out by a half a step. As Dean mentioned earlier, Mantle is still bothered by a pulled hamstring muscle, and of course, if he had not been affected by that, he would have beat it out. But Joe Morgan recovered in time. Mickey is out of there. That'll bring up Bobby. Bobby out. He grounded into a fielder's choice his last time up. Hitting 229 this spring, a right-hand batter. Here's the pitch to him. He takes the fastball inside. He has to back away. Ball one. One ball and no strikes to Bobby Richardson. Richardson last year for the Yankees at 267. Set a World Series record for most hits last year with 13. He grounds one to second. Morgan scoops it cleanly, throws the first, and Richardson is out for out number two. So there are two down on the top of the third. That'll bring up Roger Maris, the right fielder. Maris walked his last time up. Here's Maris, who of course did 61 home runs in 1961. He came to the Yankees from Kansas City in December of 59, and a trade in which the Yanks also obtained Kent Hadley and Joe DeMaitre. The Yanks gave Kansas City Don Larson. Here's a pitch, a mighty swing and a miss, strike one on the fastball. Kansas City in that trade got Don Larson, who of course is now a member of the Astros, along with Marv Thronberry, Hank Bauer, and Norm Seaver. Here's a nice pitch, a slip pitch is low for a ball, and it's even at 1-1. Two out and nobody on. Top half of the third, and there's no score. A packed house at the beautiful all-new Astrodome. Now Farrell's 1-1 pitch, a high fly ball into center field, fairly deep, but Jim Wynn is back, pounds the glove, comes in a couple of steps, and makes the catch to retire the side. So the Yanks are down in order in the third. No runs, no hits, there were no Astro errors, and none left on. And after 2.5 innings of play, it remains a scoreless tie. Moving into the bottom half of the third inning, Bob Lillis leads off for the Astros. He'll be followed by Ron Bram and then the pitcher, Kurt Farrell, to face Mel Stottlemyre. Stottlemyre, 23-year-old right-hander, who was the International League Player of the Year last year, joined the Yankees in August and won 9 games for the Yanks. The pitch to Lillis is in there with a fastball called strike one. 0-1 to Bob Lillis. No score in the bottom of the third. Mel Stottlemyre looks in to catcher John Blanchard. Nice pitch here. Grounded foul down the first base side. Off the screen in front of the Astro dugout and bounds into right field. Was chased down by the bat boy. And the count is 0-2. Stottlemyre ahead of the hitter, Bob Lillis. Stottlemyre last year hurled a 7-0 two-hit shutout at Washington on September 26th. And he'll long remember that game because he went 5-for-5 at the plate. There's a high ground ball to third. Cleve Boyer has it behind third, throws across the diamond, and Lillis is out of there for out number one. That'll bring up Ron Brand, Astro catcher. Brand this spring, hitting .250 in exhibition games with three doubles and one triple. Ron, a right-hand batter with one out and nobody on. Stottlemyre winds, the pitch to him is a little bit low with a slider, ball one. One ball and no strikes to Ron Brand. No score in the bottom of third, the first official game to be played here at the Astrodome. An afternoon game tomorrow against the Baltimore Orioles, the Yankees again tomorrow night. Sunday afternoon against the Yankees, Sunday night against Baltimore. Line drive into right center field, far back goes Roger Maris, he stands there, is going all the way to the fence. Brand round in second, he's going to drive for third, the throw comes down, Brand is going to bound third and now holds up the third with his hand up front. Person of that crowd is Ron Brand, triples to right center field. The ball that went past Maris, bounded off the fence at about the 400-foot mark, and Brand is out of third base with the first Astro hit in the Astrodome. That brings up Kurt Farrell, the pitcher with a chance to aid his cause. Ron Brand at third base and one man down. Brand took a sweeping turn at third base when Maris missed the cutoff man, second baseman Bobby Richardson. The Tony Kubek was there behind Richardson to take the relay throw, and Brand immediately hustled back to third. He's on a third base with a stand-up triple. No score in the bottom of the third. The Astros with a runner at third and one out. Here's a pitch to Farrell. A ground ball to second base. Richardson holds the runner at third, throws to first, and Farrell is out of there for out number two. So we'll take a base hit now, and it brings up Joe Morgan, the leadoff man, who grounded out second to first his last time up. Little Joe has hit 163 in spring training games, but that is not indicative of the way he has hit the ball. He's hit the ball very, very well. Joe Morgan, the left-hand batter. Ron Bland at third base. Two men out in the bottom of the third. Al Stottlemyre, the right-hander, looks in at John Blanchard for the time. And the pitch to Morgan is a swing and a miss, strike one on a fastball. 0-1 to Joe Morgan. Morgan, a fast man, was the most valuable player in the Texas League last year. He had 323 for San Antonio. Here's the next pitch to him. It's inside low. Nearly got away from catcher John Blanchard. The count is even at 1-1. Ron Bland at third base with a triple. That's his second triple this spring. Two men down in the bottom of the third. And there's no score. The Astros with one hit and the Yankees with two. Now the 1-1 offering, swinging a ground ball to first base. Pepitone has it, waves off Stottlemyre, makes the unassisted put out, and that retires the side. Before the Astros, no runs on one hit. There were no Yankee errors, one runner left on. And at the end of three full innings of play, it's the Astros nothing and the Yankees nothing.
Well, I don't own all the coffee in the world, but I'm certainly going to enjoy a cup of Maryland
right now, and that's my cue to turn the microphone over to Lowell Pass.
All right, thank you, Harry, and hello, everybody. What a thrill it is.
And the pitch goes down to second. Joe Pepitone, the leadoff batter for the Yankees. Then Tony Kubek follows the contract. There's no score in this ball game. Two hits for the Yankees, one hit for the Astros. This is the top half of the fourth inning. Left-hand hitter, Joe Pepitone, up there. He flies to left field. It's Spangler his first time.
He calls time and wants the rosin.
And now the fines are cloth. Yep, those Yankees use the rosin bag and the fines are cloth also there. Gene, did you know that?
No score in the ball game, and certainly so delighted to be numbered among those here on broadcasting baseball from the fabulous Astrodome.
A strike call as Farrell brings on the first pitch. That looked like just medium speed stuff. And Pepitone taking all the way through.
Joe batting at 207. His bit swung on in a high pop foul. It'll be out of play.
Souvenir for the lucky fans here in Houston's fabulous Astrodome. That makes, let's say, three of them, doesn't it? Well, that's quite a treasure. That's a trophy.
Take home a baseball from here. And that goes for not only tonight, but for any game that any of you attend.
So, end of the windup, the rock back to pitch.
Swung on, hit into right center field. Deep. And it's not too deep, so back near the very edge of the warning path.
Jimmy Wynn is back there, and he gloves it. It's one away. Well, as we have said, all spring and progressing right along, Jimmy Wynn has shown us some of the best improvement of not only players listed on our roster, but any major league roster. Jimmy Wynn in center field. And all the fans who are here tonight, just ask them about it. To be a next-door neighbor of yours, a relative.
Remember the family? Just how does Jimmy Wynn look in center field? Tony Kubek's about it.
Strike call of beauty right down the middle. Kubek flies to center field his first time, hitting at 279 this trip around. He was 283 at the start of the ball game. Pitch is just a shade off the mark, a little bit outside.
And the count is one ball and one strike. One out, no base runners. New York Yankees at bat here, top of the fourth inning.
Scoreless ball game. Tom Trett waiting to come up next. Farrell
pitch, swung on, hit out into left field high, down near the line. Spangler coming over fast. Can he get it? He's there. He's got it. Within about a couple of yards of the left field line, Spangler didn't have too much trouble. It was a long run, but plenty of height on that pop.
Oh, boy. Fellas, you've heard this on television, but this is the first time you've ever heard it on radio. This game is coming to you in living color. You just have to be here to see it and believe it. What a beautiful and giant scoreboard up there. I wonder who's going to activate that spectacular. Here's a high pop by Trash off to the left side of the short. Here's the play. Lillard's out there waiting. On that green carpet, he's got it. And it retires the Yankees in order. No runs, no hits, no one left. And there were no errors. So we move to the last half of inning number four. It's Houston, nothing, and the Yankees.
Those of you happen to be tuned in with those transistor radios down there, just stand around here and
oh. sort of salutes you there with an Maryland club.
Al Spangler leads off, followed by Rusty Staub and then Walter Bond. No score. Let's see if we can get something going. What do you say?
Well, we're up against the defending champs of the American League, this annual champ, almost, you can say.
Spangler, hitting at 298
over the course of the exhibition season.
But we've got five more games to go for the regular season start. Spangler hits one to the right side, two there, base hit.
So, the German ball player drives one through the hole between second baseman Richardson and first baseman Pepperton.
Base hit to the right side. And that amounts to the second hit that we have picked up off Mel Stottlemyre.
And a nice hand as Rusty Staub is announced.
Rusty flied out to right field, his first trip.
Well, of course, double play depth infield. Shaded off to the right side a bit.
And Stottlemyre pitches down. Rusty swings, drives down to the second baseman.
And Richardson goes down to short, back to first. And it's a double play. Shortstop Kubek covering.
And on the throwback to first and plenty of time for the double play. Richardson, Kubek to Pepperton. 4-6-3, of course. And with two down in a hurry, that brings on Walter Bond. No score in the ball game, and it's moving rapidly along.
Well, a lot of people have asked the question, what sort of a baseball game can you expect to see here?
High-scoring game? Low-scoring game? A no-scoring game. There's a drive out towards left center field.
In there for a base hit. Might go for two, could go for three.
The big bomber is digging to second, and he'll be content with a double. Wait a minute, he breaks down. The ball gets past the relay man. Goes on to third. So Walter Bond, who pulled up to a stop just as he rounded second, then accelerated and put it on to third as the ball went past
the cutoff man. A double and an error. Error,
Kubek. So E6 if you score with us. And there is the first error
of the ball game.
No score. And with two down, Bob Aspromonte is the batter. Our third baseman has tried to center field in his only appearance.
And Jim Buckley coaches up at third.
Having Bond tail off. A couple of big strides and a half or so.
And he widens it as the stretch is made in the pitch, low and away.
Dug out by Blanchard off the right two-top almost. Jimmy Wynn standing by at the on-deck circle, which is an emblem of our Astrodome, and the baseball's at circle, of course, orbiting.
Ready? Stottlemyre's pitch. Swung on and missed, and there was big sweeping stuff.
Duke Carmel, an outfielder, and Bob Schmidt,
one of the catchers, doing a little loosening up down along the left line.
Duke Carmel and Bob Schmidt for the Yankees.
All right, no score. Aspromonte waiting the pitch.
Swung on. There's a soft one hit down the left side. The shortstop, Kubek, up with it. Over the first in time. And that retires the side. Well, almost,
but not quite. And for the Astros, no runs with one hit. One left.
There was one error. And so at the end of four innings of play, the Astros nothing and the Yankees nothing. Well, here again at the Astrodome, it's time to batter up. And the leadoff man will be Cleet Boyer for the Yankees. He'll be followed by Johnny Blanchard.
And then we'll see, as there is no warm-up activity on the sidelines,
Mel Stottlemyre, perhaps. We'll have a stand for our station identification coming up after this batter.
All right, here's the pitch now to Boyer. Takes it way up high, ball one.
Cleet came through with a base hit single in the second inning. Boyer batting 286 to start the game, and that rose the average up to 295. The pitch. Low inside, the ball. Now ready. The big right-hander, Farrell, rocks back.
Cute swung on, hit down past third base foul. Just out a couple of 3 feet or so.
And third base umpire Al Salamo, putting on a little spectacular, letting everybody know that was foul.
And I guess the players appreciate that sort of thing.
It saves a couple of 3 or 4 running steps down the line. And all the way around. No score in the ball game here at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. And I know that many of you who did not get to make it out here tonight will be here tomorrow or sometime during the season. Foul up and back. That'll go into the crowd. Well, let's see what color that went into there, boys. That's the coral red, isn't it? Right. That is in the mezzanine. We are on the club level.
This is the third seating level.
1, 2, 3. Let me count them. We've got 6 seating levels, 9...
Sears are level. Sears a pitch in there for a strike and got him. So strike three to retire the leadoff batter Boyer. And while we wait now for Blanchard, let's pause for station identification. This is the Astros Baseball Network.
You're where the action is on KRLV AM and FM Dallas. The time is 8:31.
And our first pitch to Blanchard. It's popped up back of the plate off of the masked band trailing out under it. And little Ron takes it off to the right of the plate. Keen, let's get an estimate on the distance from the plate back to the screen. The backstop, let's see, I'll count it. 10, 20, 30, about 35 feet or so, I would say. And likewise off to the right side, a little more than that to the very leading edge of our dugout. Houston occupies the first base dugout. A lot of people like to be behind the dugout. Well, okay, they are down there. The longest dugout in all the world. Two down, and here's Stottlemyre taking the first pitch for the ball, a little high and away. Nothing and nothing on the scoreboard. Stottlemyre has been up now the second trip to the plate and flagged to center the first time. Swings and hits one down the right field line. Rusty Staub coming, and it goes over just in foul territory. He takes it for the foot out. Now, Highland lost it down the right field line, giving Rusty plenty of time. And so for the Yankees here in the fifth inning, down in order. No runs, no hits, no one left, and there were no errors. Well, the game goes now to the last half of the fifth inning. The Houston Astros, nothing, and the New York Yankees, nothing. All right, Dean, and Jimmy Wynn leads off for the Astros. As Mel Stottlemyre goes back to the mound, more action up there. No score in this ball game. The only meeting between these two ball clubs this year, the Astros edged out the Yankees, as you most know, I'm sure. Those of you who follow regularly on our broadcast. I want to say thanks for the nice comments, letters, and cards, and so on. We appreciate them, and we haven't forgotten them. Wynn checks the swing and fouls it off. Jimmy had a notion to give it a good cut that time. Checks the swing, it's strike one. Wynn struck out his first time at bat. Stottlemyre has allowed only two hits, a triple by Ronnie Brand, a single by Al Singer. Mel is a low-bone right-hander who rocks back now and ready to pitch. Turning away from it, high in at the shoulder. Wynn has the count of ball one and strike one. I would say between 45 and 50,000 spectators here tonight. And we've got a doubleheader tomorrow and doubleheader on Sunday, opening game against the Phillies Monday. Wynn takes breaking stuff low and inside. Many times, of course, it's hard to tell exactly what kind of breaking stuff, so just as long as we keep it just about in the area, I know that you're happy. Can't tell sometimes whether it might be a screwball, it could be a sinker. The pitch hung on him, and he had him fishing around out there, trolling around. He was committed already and went on through, and Jimmy gets a little confirmation there from umpire and catcher. I was really fooled on that, wasn't I? Yep. Yes, you were. The count is ball two and strike two. No score. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Now working. Wynn swings, hits it down the left side. Boyer lets it go down to shortstop Kubek. Over to first base in time. Boy, jump off of the bench down there. The Astros figured that Wynn might have been safe on that. But the first base umpire, Larry Knapp, says out of there. And it's one away. Well, he's getting a little bit of needling off of the bench off to the right side. Here now is Bob Lillis. Bobby, bounded 5-3. Third to first in the
third inning.
Lillis, 318 average. Six, Bob hits down the shortstop. Kubek coming in and bobbles momentarily, then throws in time. Oh, boy, that Pepitone is a traffic first baseman, isn't he? Nifty around the base over there. And looks like there's nothing to it.
Now two in a row have bounded out. Short to first. And here is Walter Bond.
Brand, I should say. Brand gets a nice hand because they recall his
demonstration of speed. Being a catcher, he is fleet of foot. And he powered one up the alley in right center, just about 400 feet away for a triple his first time at bat. Takes his strike.
In and over.
Ronnie Brand, of course, has done an outstanding job getting a chance to be regular with our Astros over from the Pittsburgh organization. All right, here's the pitch. Swung on, a hot hop into medium deep center field. Tommy Tredd just sliding in under it. He's there and has it for the put out. Well, up and down in order for the Astros here in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, none left on. There were no errors. And so the team changed sides. The Yankees will give it a try at the plate.
And the score is Astros nothing and New York nothing.
We, of course, are honored to have the President of the United States, President Lyndon Johnson, visiting here tonight to see the first game ever in the world's first air-conditioned dome-covered stadium. And our governor, Governor John Connally, and many other dignitaries, city and county officials. All right, here's the leadoff batter now. Mickey Mantle, and he swings and misses for strike one. The mighty Mickey Mantle, I recall in 1951, he was coming along from way down in the lower minor leagues, and they said 2 days before the season started, he hitting home runs all over the place, that he couldn't make the team. Drives one into deep center field, Wynn backs up. He's on the warning track, near the wall, jump. He gets at it. It's a home run. The umpires give him the signal for home run. Mantle hit it 406 feet from home plate, and the roar of the crowd, here it is. And on the big screen in center field, as Jed Hoffman said, when the opposing team hit the home run, it says tilt up there. So the Yankees lead it 1-0. But he tilted the boards on that one. The Yankees lead is Mickey Mantle. In the first game competition here at the Astrodome, gets the first home run, and that's quite fitting, isn't it?
We'll have brought this program to bring you a special weather bulletin from the KRLD Newsroom, John Brooks reporting.
U.S. Weather Bureau has issued this severe thunderstorm forecast for portions of central and south-central Oklahoma, portions of north-central Texas, and that area in Texas does include the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A few severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally damaging windstorms are expected this evening from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning in the approximate area along and 60 miles either side of a line, from 30 miles southeast of Mineral Wells to 70 miles east-northeast of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The north-central Texas portion of the area is bounded by Wichita Falls, Breckenridge, Granbury, Italy, Farmersville, and Bonham. And again, the Dallas-Fort Worth area is included from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. A few severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally damaging windstorms are expected. This Weather Bureau bulletin from the KRLD Newsroom.
Harris, Roger Maris, pick. Strike one. Maris is looking for his first hit. He walked and flied to center. And Roger's hitting at 240. Pitch swung on in a high pop, very shallow in the left field. Flea goes out from short. And he's in front of Spangler and has it fully out. Lillick goes way on out there and makes a nice run back to haul that one down, looking up over his shoulder. That brings on Joe Pepitone, the real stepper, this Pepitone. Mantle has homered, hitting one just over the barrier into the center field seat to the right of the runway. The first run of the ball game, the first home run ever in two-team competition here, opposing team competition. Put it that way. There's a drive going way back up into the mezzanine seat, foul. And it's a foul strike for Pepitone. Two down, no base runners. Mantle is stroking left-handed against right-hand pitching. Most of you know that. He got his homer. Fastball up high. A ball and a strike. The count for Pepitone and Tony Kubek waiting around. 1-0, Yankees. Sixth inning. And Farrell raising it way up high for the left shoulder. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Over for Flea's head. Out to the left of second base. Going in for a base hit. And Pepitone turns and holds on as Wynn makes that throw right back in on top of the bag to Joe Morgan. And that was the reaction you heard from the crowd. That throw from Wynn to Morgan. Base hit, Pepitone, driving one out there into center field of left to straight away. Bringing to the plate, Tony Kubek batting left-handed. And he's flat out both times, to center and to left, his first to set. All right, two down, one run across, the man at first. The pitch is high, and Bland turning around, daring the runner, Pepitone, down at first base. Kubek has played in 19 games prior to this evening, and has been up 62 times so far this spring. All right, here's Pitt Farrell, a check over the shoulder of the pitch. Swung on and missed, and he really breezed past him on that one. Not a way to fire in that church. Ball one and strike one with two down. A 1-0 ball game for those of you just dialing us in. You have to sit there for minutes and minutes, passing 5-10 minute mark without getting your score. Bell setting his sign. He's ready. The leadoff at first. Vaughn holding up against the run of the fifth. Swung on, hit out to right center. Wynn going over. And Rusty going back. Let's see. Wynn says he's got it. He's got it over the shoulder on the warning pass. Hey, a nice running catch out there. All right, the roar of the crowd lets you know about it. And the Yankees get one run. They came up with two hits, had one left on, and there were no errors. We go now to the last half of the sixth inning. The score is the Yankees 1 and the Astros nothing. Well, let's get down to business now. Dirk Farrell will come out and take his turn to the plate as we go for the last half of the sixth inning. Farrell was put up once and hit a smash and was thrown out second to first, ground ball. On a low-scoring affair for those of you just cutting in on your radio set right now. Here we are with the last of the sixth inning, and it's Yankees 1 and the Astros nothing, and Mickey Mantle smacks one straight away to center field for a home run. Farrell swings and smashes foul. He was trying to tie this ball game up. Well, when you first come out here, you know, I don't know, people standing around, we wonder, will it fill up? Oh, yes. Just, say, about 10, 12 minutes before the game got underway, you could see that, in fact, every seat was taken, and they sold standing room only space. There's a flatter outside. Ball one and strike one. And between 45 and 50,000 people are here. And I tell you, they've enjoyed every minute, every pitch so far, without a doubt. But there are so many things to see, and it's truly overwhelming to try to think it over and to describe this one, low and outside. And, of course, our business at hand is to describe this ball game, first and foremost. An accurate description for a little color around the edges, right? Good. Ball two and strike one. Pearl is leadoff man. Morgan and Spangler will follow. The pitch. And he takes it inside up, out against the hitter, and it's three balls and one strike. Hey, what have we got cooking up on the front burner here now, huh? Oh, so many things have been said about this Astrodome. And that is just the beginning. To say that it is utterly spectacular is saying nothing, really. Oh, he got a strike on the inside edge, and Farrell had the bat right straight up in the air almost there. Saying, come on and throw it. I don't believe he can get it across, but he did. 1-0 Yankees, and Stoudemire with a payoff. It is, and it's ball four. He's on. We get what represents the tying run at first base. And Farrell removes the helmet, and let's see what goes as he trots a bit over to the right. They're going to keep him in the ballgame as Trinity Mule puts on the windbreaker. King?
Oh, I think it's a tribute. We might mention it right here to Johnny King, the New York Yankees, and Mickey Mantle for his staying in the ballgame as long as he has tonight, even though he is suffering from a very bad right leg.
Indeed so, Gene. Well, this is an inspiring sort of a thing here. I don't know, this might make anybody get well in a hurry just to come out here. But as you say, certainly 100% true, that we've got to say hats off to Mickey Mantle, Johnny Keene, and all the teammates of Mickey Mantle, those Yankees down there, too. All right, infield up a little bit now for double play ball. Joe Morgan hits it down to the first baseman. Through there! He can't handle it. And it goes into right field. Pepitone had his glove down, and the ball bounced over. They might score him an error on that one, Gene. Let's see. It is E3 error. Kirk held up at second base. So Morgan got one through. It seemed to bounce just over the glove of Pepitone. He was trying to sort of scoop with his glove off to his right. He didn't get over in front of the ball, and it was not a smash either. All right, Al Spangler. And you can just almost look for the sacrifice bunt. But whether you'll get it or not, well, we don't know for sure. And that's another thing, of course, that makes baseball such a great sport, isn't it, huh? You never know what to expect. Many times, the unexpected occurs. Boyer is creeping down from third base. The pitch is hung on. He was swinging straight away and fouled it off for strike one. What about the down in spring training? The first baseman was creeping in, left the bag, you know, in a bunt situation, and the big, strong, muscular football-type left-hand batter took a mighty home run cut and hit a line drive right past his ear. Boy, it whistled right on fine. The bunt situation. And now let's see, as Busby has come up and yelled something down to Spangler off that coaching side at third base, off of the line.
And Boyer Cleet has backed off to the very edge of the infield. That now comes in. Oh, a couple of strides. Stoudemire working the pitch. And he bunts off down third base play. Let's see if it stays fair. It's allowed it all. And it'll be on the line. It's a base hit, I guess. It is. All hands are safe. It's going dead on the chalk mark just inside of it. And it's a base hit. The bases are loaded. Got a way to go in there. That's right. Oh, that was saving it. Put it in there, wasn't it, Gene? I think we ought to put that baseball in the Hall of Fame because it's got that white chalk all over. Well, the catcher, Johnny Blanchard, has gone out to the mound to talk to Mel Stottlemyre. And Rusty Straub is up there with Freeman on.
Pitt Bell, of course, at third. Joe Morgan at second.
And Spangler getting his second base hit of the evening. This time, Bunning won perfectly. Down third, allowed to roll. And it died in fair territory, about 4 feet from the bag at third base. How do you like those apples? All right, here's Stottlemyre, the rock back to pitch. Low and outside for ball on to left it. So the redhead from New Orleans is up there. Pete Mickelson is in the bullpen working now for the Yankees, the right-hander. Mickelson, a 1-0 ball game. Yankees leading. Base is loaded for the Astros. And President Johnson appears on his feet. Let's see, as Rusty swings and fouls off to the left side. The pension mount. Oh, you can cut it with a knife here. The Astros up against the mighty New York Yankees. The image has been created of the great Yankee baseball team down through the years, and it lives here in all of its splendor, I guess you can say. Honestly, say it that way, in the colorful Astrodome. Even the Yankees are awed by this sight. But right now, we've got a hot game going. Rusty takes low and away. That broke off from a left-hand batter, and it could be a little bit of a... He's turning the ball slightly, sort of a screwball delivery. I noticed Paul Richards is up there in the box to greet our president and to pass along perhaps answers to questions that could be put in his direction. And if anybody can answer him, he can, of course. Here's the pitch. Rusty swings and hits it down to the right side, and the knockdown to Peppertron. Throw to second. High ball game. Third scores. And the throw to second. Of course, it's Spangler there, and two runners are safe. It's a 1-1 tie, Houston and the New York Yankees. So, Rusty is safe on the fielder's choice, RBI for Rusty, and Walter Bond, the bomber, steps up. Yeah, we could go on and on about great things that have been said about our stadium here, and you'll hear some 50,000 people telling you about it tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls everywhere, wait till you come out and see a game here. All right, the outfield set up deep, infield, wanting a ground ball for double play. Let's see what they get. Throw the first, diving back in. Rusty is safe. Close play there. Boy, that Joe Pepperton, he's a fancy dan with that glove at first base, fellas. Just like there's nothing to it, playing that bag over there. All right, here's the pitch down, Rusty. There's one hit down to the left side, double play ball. Kubak steps on second, throws to first, got him. So Bond hits into a double play that went sick, stepping on the back, going down to Pepperton. Kubak to Pepperton, and draw a line under that one, will you? And for the Astros, tying up the ball game, getting one run, and that one little hit, bump single, 2 men left on, there was one error. At the end of 6 innings of play, the score, the Yankees won, and the Astros won. Well, here we are. We've reeled off a 1-1 tie, ready to go. Dean, are you all set to come back? Let's see. A tie ball game, Houston won, and the Yankees won. All right, Lowell, thank you, and we're all set to move on here now in the seventh. Tom Trash, the center fielder for the Yankees, batting left-handed here against Kirk Bell. A familiar figure has just shown up in the bullpen down the left field line. He's wearing number 31, an old number 5 for Houston, Todd Deal. He's the pitching coach for the Yankees. There's a very high top foul. Van comes back, gives up on it, goes up into the mezzanine on a fly and a strike one. Right-hander Hal Renneth is now warming up for New York on the left of your line. Pete Mickelson warming up a few moments ago has stopped throwing. Trash is set up twice, line to left field, top to shortstop. Score tied 1-1, top of the seventh. Farrell goes into his windup and the pitch is fastball, it's high and outside. And it's ball one and strike one.
Well, the Turk has done a mighty fine job here tonight. He's allowed only four hits, and the only run came on Mickey Mantle's 415-foot home run to center field. Here's the pitch now. There's the slip pitch, and Trash is trying to swing front on that one to the right side. Reached out and just got a piece of it foul, and it's one ball, two strikes. Cleet Boyer will be up next. He'll be followed by John Blanchard. Turk has struck out only one batter tonight and has given up one base on balls. And at one stage of this game, retired 11 batters in a row. Turk ready again now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hopper right side. Little Joe moves over. Morgan scoops it up, goes to Bond. They got him and there's one down. Turk bounces out second to first. Mantle's home run broke the string for Turk. Cleet Boyer singled in the second inning, and then Farrell retired 11 men in a row before Mantle hit the seats in center field. Here's Boyer, single in the second, called out on strikes in the fifth. He has been the only Yankee strikeout victim tonight. Score tied 1-1. Houston, New York, top of the seventh inning, and Farrell's first pitch on the way to Boyer. Line drive, Spangler, left field. Al back got it, and there are two down. Line drive to left field, hit right on the nose by Cleet Boyer for the second out. That will bring up the Yankee catcher, John Blanchard. Down in the bullpen for Houston out in right field, left-hander Hal Woodeschick is starting to loosen up. And Hal Renniff in the bullpen for the Yankees off the left side. Two out. Yankees scored first in the top of the sixth. The Astros came right back to tie it up. Big cut by Blanchard, and he missed it strike one. One strike to count. Actually, there are six levels in the Astrodome as far as seating is concerned, a total of nine altogether. Here's the windup and the next pitch by Turk. Fastball, punched over third. He was catching a swing. It's in there for extra bases. Blanchard on his way to second. Spangler makes the pickup in third territory, and Blanchard slows up and pulls into second base with a stand-up double. Blanchard was checking his swing on that. The ball hit his bat, and he popped it right back over third. Well, that's the fifth hit for the Yankees tonight. Gives Blanchard 1-for-3 and brings up the pitcher, Nell Stottlemyre. Well, the Yankees now lead in hit 5-4. Score tied 1-1. Top of the seventh. Two out, Blanchard on second base. Stottlemyre has flied to center and fouled out Staub in right field. Right-handed batter. Two out, Blanchard on second base. Frankie Corsetti, the third base coach for the Yankees, motions out toward second base to give Blanchard the correct out. Here's the stretch by Farrell now. Not too big a lead by Blanchard off second base, and Stottlemyre took a very late swing at a pitch around the knees of the outside, strike one. Boston Red Sox beat the Chicago Cubs today, 7-4, another exhibition game. Chicago White Sox defeated the Cincinnati Reds 8-3. Farrell takes the stretch now. Pitch on the way to Stottlemyre. Very low and outside. And it's ball one and strike one. 1-1 count. Stottlemyre batting with Blanchard on second, seventh inning. Yankees 1, Astros 1. Mantle Comer, the run for the Yankees. Here's the stretch now. Pitch on the way to Stottlemyre. Strike on the outside corners and knees. 1-2 count on the Yankee pitches. Kirk checks over the sign again with Ron Brand. There have been no lineup changes tonight. 1-2 stretch by Farrell. Line drive, a one-hopper through the infield. Base hit, here comes Blanchard. Here's Wynn through the play. They're going to get him. He's out. Beautiful throw by Jimmy Wynn. They not only got him, they had him by 10 feet. Stottlemyre singles in the center field. Blanchard is cut down. Jimmy Wynn to Ron Brand to retire the side. Six hits off Farrell. No runs, two hits. No errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning now. With a score, New York 1, Houston 1. Now time for the seventh inning stretch now as we go into the bottom of the seventh. With a score tied 1-1. Bob Astromonte, Jimmy Wynn, and Bob Lillis will be facing Mel Stottlemyre. Cleveland, San Francisco rained out today. Another exhibition game, Minnesota 2. And the Mets 1. And Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 5-4. Here's Astro. Fly to center, bounce to shortstop. Right-handed batter. Outfield deep and around the left side. Stottlemyre, 23-year-old right-hander, throws low ball one. Howie Paulette
Houston pitching coach is down to the bullpen with Hal Woodicek as Woody continues to lose the mound. Both starting pitches are still in. Stottlemyre and Fell. And the start of the seventh inning for Stottlemyre. He's allowed four hits, one run, struck out one and walked one. Here's the pitch fast throw. Strike on the outside corner of the knee. And it's one and one. Well, tomorrow afternoon, we will have the Baltimore Orioles for you here at the Astrodome. A reminder that there are still seats available for tomorrow afternoon's game of the Orioles. Game time will be 1:30. Here's the pitch now. Swing and a miss by Astro, and Stottlemyre threw in a good pitch around the knees. And it's one ball, two strikes. Our broadcast time tomorrow, air time will be 1:15, game time 1:30. The Astros and the Orioles. And tomorrow night, the Yankees again. Sunday afternoon, it'll be New York. And Sunday night, the Orioles. Stottlemyre ready again. The pitch to Astromonte. Low outside, it's two balls, two strikes. And keep in mind the opening of the National League season on Monday night here at the Astrodome, and the opposition will be the Philadelphia Phillies. Nobody out, nobody on. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Yankees and the Astros are tied 1-1. Here's the next pitch by Stottlemyre. High pop-up off the left side. Cleet Boyer moving into foul territory now, about 30 feet off third. He's got it. There's one down. Now before Jimmy Wynn comes on, let's pause for station identification. This is the Astros Baseball Network.
And this is KRLD, AM and FM Dallas, where the baseball action is. It's 9:03.
Right-handed batter Jimmy Wynn steps on here with one out. Wynn struck out in the second inning and grounded out to shortstop in the fifth on a very close play. Stottlemyre checks the sign with John Blanchard. Here's the windup in the first pitch to Wynn, a right-handed batter. Ground ball hits the third. Boyer right on the edge of the grass. And on over to Pepitell, and there's two outs. Wynn at the first ball pitch, a high ground ball to third to Boyer. Here's the shortstop, Bob Lillis. Clee has not had a hit in this two times. He has bounced out to third and the shortstop. Stottlemyre retired the first seven men to face him tonight before Ron Brand tripled to the seats in right center field. Single by Spangler and a double by Bond in the fourth. First pitch on the way to Lillis, the ball. Astros scored in the sixth on a walk to Farrell. An error on the first baseman Pepitone on Morgan's ground ball. A single by Spangler and a fielder's choice ground ball. There's a line drive to second base. Handled easily by Bobby Richardson off the bat of Lillis to retire the side. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. At the end of seven innings of play, the Yankees won and the Astros won. Mickey Mantle will lead off for New York as we start the eighth, and the Astros now have a new pitcher. Left-hander Hal Woodicek has come on to replace Kirk Bell. Kirk did a real fine job tonight, his best showing of the spring. Going seven innings, allowing just a home run by Mantle. He gave up six hits, struck out one, and walked one. Mantle now will be coming on as a right-handed batter for the first time tonight against the left-hander Hal Woodicek. Score all tied up at 1-1. Eighth inning. Left-hander Steve Hamilton is starting to loosen up now in the bullpen down the left field line for the Yankees. Here's Mantle. Two hits and three trips tonight. Singled in the first, homered in the sixth. And in between, he bounced out to second. This is the fourth game in which Woodicek has appeared this spring. Woody has only four innings under his belt. That is an actual spring competition. Of course, he's seen action in inter-squad games and so forth. Mantle takes it low outside, ball one. Woody has not given up a run in the four innings. He's allowed five hits. No earned runs, rather, but he has allowed four behind him. One walk and one strikeout. Left-hander throws, and Mantle takes it low. Ball two, no strike. First half of the eighth inning. Score tied, 1-1. Woody has the sign again now from Ron Brand. Here's the pitch into Mantle. Tap is off of Mantle's foot, I believe. It just went foul. Brand picked it up off the left side of the plate. And it's ball two and strike one. Brand gets the new baseball now from the plate umpire, Mel Steiner. Spangler left, Wynn center, Staub right. Aspermonte third, and Lillis short. Morgan second base, Bond on first. And Brand the catcher. Ball two, strike one on Mickey Mantle. The left-hander throws again, and Mantle starts to go, takes the strike on the outside corner of the knee. Held up on it. Ball two, strike two.
Well, we start playing for keeps on Monday night when the Phillies will be in here at 7:30. Low inside, full count. To Mickey Mantle, 3-2. Woody is a sinker ball pitcher, and that's what has made him so effective as a reliever. Keeps the ball low in around the knees and forces the batter to hit it on the ground. Fat foul off the right side. That leg certainly is bothering Mantle. He doesn't stand in there too well, although actually for Mantle, he has a home run and a single tonight with one bad leg. But he certainly is not controlling himself too well at the plate. I think it bothers him a little bit more batting right-handed. Here's the windup and the pitch now to Mantle. Low ball four, he walks. So Mantle trots on down to first, and that's the third time that Mantle has been on in four appearances at the plate. Art Lopez is going to run for him now. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle at first. Now, Whittaker has walked the first man to face him. Mantle gets a nice hand. Mentioned when we started our broadcast tonight that it appeared that Mantle would be making only a token appearance because of that hamstring muscle injury, but he had just been taken out here in the eighth inning. Here's Bobby Richardson. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle on first base, and Richardson tried to bunt, and he missed it. Strike one. Both Astromonte and Bond coming in from third and first. Two bases on balls given up by Houston pitching now. Farrell allowed one in the seven-inning tee work, and Woodishick has just walked Mantle to lead off the eighth. Roger Maris will be up next. Watching for the bunt again now, and Richardson missed again on the bunt attempt. Really slid up on the handle of that bat that time, and Woodishick throws the fastball right by him. Two strikes to count. Astromonte is backed up a little bit now with a two-strike count on Bobby Richardson. Bond is still holding up on first. Here's the stretch now by Woodishick, and Richardson takes the ball. It's low on his side, and it's one ball and two strikes. 1-2 count. Outfield is fairly well straight away here for Richardson. Staub, if anything, is shaded off the opposite side. They're getting Richardson right center field. Arturo Lopez takes his lead away from first base. Woodishick throws on the way to Richardson. He got him. Ball strike three. There's a sharp curve that caught the outside corner at the knees. Richardson has been called out on strikes. He is the second strikeout victim for New York tonight. Both were caught looking. Boyer was struck out by Farrell in the fifth. Here's Roger Maris. One out. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle on first. This score is tied 1-1, top of the eighth. Maris is 0 for 2 officially tonight. Swings and misses the first pitch. Strike one. He walked in the first inning. And is also fly to center, popped out shortstop. Runner on first, Lopez. Here's the pitch on the way to Maris. It's a little bit too high. Hector Lopez loosening up along with Hamilton now in the bullpen down the left field line. So Lopez may go into the outfield. He may just keep Art Lopez in there. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a line drive right field. Staub in fast. He got it right at the shoot-off double play drive. Not in time. The ball got away from Bond. They had him. Good catch by Rusty Staub right off the shoot-off. They almost doubled Lopez at first. But the ball dribbled out as Bond fifth. Came in on one hop. So they almost had the twin killing on that one, but Arturo Lopez got back in. Sinking line drive to right field, handled by Rusty Staub. Two away, and now here's the first baseman for New York, Joe Pepitone. Dean, do you have the feeling that I do, that these boys have adjusted both teams away from all the spectacle here and playing the top flight of brand of baseball? Real nice game to watch. Everything is running along smoothly here tonight, and I think you get sort of engrossed in the ball game, and if it's at all possible, you forget where you are, and that's pretty difficult to do here. Here's the pitch on the way to Pepitone. There's a looper, base hit, left center field. Lopez on his way to third, picked up by Jim Wynn. The throw is back into second base, and Lopez holds up at third. Joe Morgan takes the throw back in from Wynn. So a looping single to left center field off the bat of Joe Pepitone, his second hit of the night. Gives him 2-for-4. Puts Yankee runners on first and third with two men out. And the batter now is the shortstop, Tony Kubek. Ron Bland has called time, and he's going out to talk to Woodishick, Walt Bond, over from first base. So there's the first hit off Woody. And he has coupled that base hit with a walk. So the Yankees are threatening here in the top of the eighth in a 1-1 ball game. Arturo Lopez at third base. Joe Pepitone on first, and here's Tony Kubek. All three times that Kubek has been up tonight, he's flied out. Twice to center, once to left. Long stretch by Wudishek. Here's the pitch. Butt attempt missed. That's the third butt attempt by a Yankee in this inning off the pitching of Wudishek, and they have missed all three of them. Strike one. Two runs have scored in this ball game. Each club came up with a run in the sixth. Lopez comes down off third. Not too big a lead by Pepitone off his left-hander, Hal Wudishek. Here's the pitch to Kubek. There goes the runner down. Glenn faced the throw to second, and that'll, he faced the throw to second, and then started to go to third. So Pepitone has moved up on the heel of second base. Actually, he got about two-thirds of the way down and then stopped. But he still did not draw Glenn's throw. So it's a stolen base for Pepitone. First base open now. Yankee runners on second and third, two out. And a one ball, one strike count on left-handed hitter Tony Kubek. Center fielder Tom Trace will be up next. Woody takes the full windup now, and the pitch is a good strike on the inside corner of the knee. Oh, that was a dandy pitch. That's the same pitch that he struck Richardson out on, I believe. Only Kubek, it came inside around the knee, the left-handed batter. One ball, two strikes. Two out. Pepitone on second. Arturo Lopez on third. Score tied 1-1. Top of the eighth. Wudishek throws again. Now to Kubek. Play on a miss and he's struck him out. Now the side is retired as Kubek goes down swinging. I don't know whether that was a changeup or not. Woody's been fooling around with that. That's his second strikeout. Three strikeouts for Houston pitching. No runs, one hit. No errors. Two men were left on base. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning now with the score New York 1, Houston 1.